Michael Murphy, we're here about an hour after winning what is your sixth Ulster title. Has it sunk in yet? How does that one feel compared to the rest?
Jakers, I know I say good into Ulster. Just, you know what, brilliant. I didn't think it would happen again for myself. I was here last year and supported the boys and enjoyed it every bit as much as the ones that played, believe you me. I'm just delighted for the boys, delighted for the team, delighted for management, delighted for the people that only got to be up here again today and to be able to win one. Look great at times, didn't look good at other times, but I think it's a credit to the team that's there, the desire that they showed and the hunger they showed to be able to stay in it. It's great, you know.
Yeah. But for you, this is why you came back?
Let's come back to try and help the team. That was simply as. I remember having the conversation many moons ago, and whether it was 2 minutes, 3 minutes, no minutes, and just helping out at training, that was the agenda, and that was the whole thing about it. I thought that the timing for me and the hunger was there just to try and help that out. And as I say, listen, it's not about me, it's not about anybody, it's about the team, it's about Donegal, and whatever kind of contributions you can give towards the team, that's what it was, you know.
Listen, you made a huge contribution today, so how's the body now in the aftermath of that?
A win always generally tends to help it that wee bit more, but yeah, just kind of seized up and cramped up there, just kind of nearly the end of the full time, really. It didn't really last too long in extra time, but listen, the lads came in there, Jesus, they're incredible. Like, you know, Steve McMenamin came in there, the bit of play between himself and Pamberorty there at the end of the game, it'll just stick in my mind. I don't think anything will do it justice. Highlights, it'll do it justice when you're in here in the heat of the battle, down pitch side, and you see what the two of them boys contributed there today. It was phenomenal, along with tons and tons more. I hate mentioning names, but the two of them in particular, just thought that passage of play was something else.
Yeah. Niall O'Donnell won the Ulster title here last year for Donegal. He's done it again. He didn't feature at all in the championship until the extra time. Yeah. And them fresh legs, and it shows that the squad, and even Kieran Moore to that extent that got the goal, he got to rest the legs and then come back in again. And that's what you have to do, the way the game is now, Michael.
That's exactly it. And just the problem, I mentioned names, you mentioned the first two boys, and then you forget about Niall. Like, his contribution today, just his control and his ability on the ball in general, it was just crazy. Like, whoever will point and look at the couple of scores, but it was actually the control and the, you know, just the tempo that he was able to create on the ball. I think was when he had it, everybody else around him was moving to his kind of tempo and his orchestra, you know. So you know what, that's just what's needed now at this stage of the game. It's, I think, cliched wise, for so many years everybody says it was a 70 minute game, but it is every bit much now a 70 minute game, you know. And that's where it's at, you know.
Yeah, you lifted the cup along with your clubman Jack Gallagher, which was important for you because you like to lead the way for the younger players, and we've seen the two of you lifting the Anglesell Cup together.
That's it. It was brilliant for Jack to be up and be able to experience it. I remember as a young lad coming on the first time and winning one was great, and you know, he's somebody that would have played with and somebody that would have coached and whatnot the whole way through. And as I say, he'll remember that, and hopefully that'll spur him on and spur everybody in the club on to bigger things too.
Yeah. Listen, you're not done yet. The All Ireland series is to come, but it's too early to start talking about that, Michael.
That's exactly it. Yeah. We move on to the next one. Things come very quick. You used to be able to get a 6 week break and a 4 week break, but it's 2 weeks now. And Tyrone will be coming around the corner, hot and heavy, and that's what we'll look forward to.
Listen, the highlight reel today, no doubt, is you with the one-handed catch. Enjoy the celebrations, Michael. We loved it today, and congratulations.